I'm going for a 1,000-mile journey tomorrow to visit a friend that used to get stoned with Faith and I in Florida, and they never changed their drug life. And I don't know if he's saved or not. And he's dying of an inoperable brain tumor. And I'm willing to drive all this week to go see him and make sure. I mean, he may reject me, he may receive me, he may reject the gospel, he may receive the gospel. But it's the only way I'll ever know, because it might be the last chance I'll see him alive. He's the husband of the couple that I flew out to Houston a couple years ago for the very same reason. And she had got saved 3 days before I got there, and she died 3 days after I left. And I just don't want to take that chance. These are people that were very close with Faith and I when we, actually before we got saved. And we just had a friend. He was the best man at our wedding that just dropped dead of a heroin overdose in Claremont sometime a week ago. But when Faith and I got saved, we had come back up here on vacation in September of 1983, looked up all of our friends that were still walking that walk, if you will, and we gave them a Bible. Well, when our friend was found dead on the couch from a heroin overdose, the one thing they found on his coffee table was that Bible, dated September 9th, 1983. It doesn't look like it's been read a lot, but the fact that it was the one thing they found was pretty amazing. So that's why there'll be no Bible study Tuesday night or Wednesday night. You know I can't keep anything short. So. But that's the reason I'm going to be away, and so you can take a night off if you like. Do something that you wouldn't otherwise do. But pray for Len. Pray for his soul. Pray that he will be receptive to the gospel, because that's the most important out of all of this. In fact, that's where I will be by Wednesday. I'll already be there. This Len character that I'm going down to South Carolina to see was the same Len I've told you about, some of you in Bible study. I don't know if I have openly in the congregation, but Faith and I, every Sunday after church, we would stop by their house and tell them, we would give testimonies of what God is doing in our lives. But we learned early, when you go to the house of a non-believer, you lay your hand on the door and you bind any spirit that's not of the Lord from functioning while you're in the house, so that you have a little bit of time to freely share the gospel. So then we went in the house, and here's Lenny, who's real excited to see us, and he's sitting at his computer, and he says, oh, I'm so glad you guys came today, because I got this new program in my computer, and it can tell your future. And I said, wow, that's really awesome. I want to see it read out Rick Blaisdell preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he just carried on, you know, he and Sheree and Faith and I just having fellowship, but he was still working on his computer, and I could tell frustration was starting to mount. He's got pretty kinky hair to start with, but I could tell something was irritating him a lot. And after all that time we were there, he could not get his tarot cards to work in the computer, because we found out towards the end they were tarot cards. But we didn't really think much about it until we were on our way home, and all of a sudden we both kind of just started smiling and looking at each other in the car and said, we just figured out why Lenny's tarot cards didn't work. They're of the devil, and we bound the devil outside the house before we ever went in. So that's another little tip when you visit people that aren't believers yet. Make sure you do that. Take a little time and release your authority and your power. You have the power given to you that's way beyond anything that the enemy can muster against us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, before our opening scripture, this is all connected to the very long teaching we've been doing on fail-proof living, how to grow to the point where you won't fall anymore. And along the way, we've learned things about faith, about virtue, about knowledge, about temperance, self-control. And so this morning for our opening scripture, part of self-control is to not lose our temper. to not get angry, because it tends to be very destructive if we let it have its course. And so if you would please, our opening scripture this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6, or 26. Ephesians 4:26. And I'll read it, talk a little bit about it, and then I have a little brief PowerPoint presentation to go with it. Which, you jumped the gun. All right, that's all right. Now you've seen it. All right, here's the scripture. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And how important it is to not let things get so under your skin that you get in anger and you just start destroying things, like me when I stomped that kite to smithereens in front of our kids. And to this day, they still remember that. And that was probably, I want to say, at least 25 years ago. If that's the one thing they remember at my going home party, I guess I can live with that. But it says, be angry and sin not, or in your anger do not sin. He didn't say that we wouldn't get angry at times, but there's some things that need to be put in remembrances. Whoever or whomever you're angry at, make sure you settle it before you go to bed at night. Don't get up the next morning and have stewed about it, dreamt about it, lost sleep over it, and plot how you're going to get even with that person. I used to say, I don't get mad, I get even. And we as believers don't have to take things to that extreme anymore. And so this isn't a very long thing. It just goes along with our teaching on fail-proof living, about keeping our flesh under the control of the Holy Spirit, because if we'll do that, it's going to help us to go a long ways. There are certain people that you might find it'd be like rubbing a cat's fur backwards. You know, you just bristle sometimes for things that they say or do. But we have to learn to not let the things on the outside get to us on the inside. Because once we get into anger, that can turn into something very destructive. And so the little thing I have to go... Okay, you can put the lady back up there again if you like. I just have a little story about this that came today. A police officer called the station on his radio. I have an interesting case here, he said. An angry old lady shot her husband for stepping on the floor she just mopped. And the police station dispatcher replied back, have you arrested the woman? And he said, not yet, the floor is still wet. So, don't get in that condition. But to mellow you all out really nice before Huggy Break, Ken and Laurie have a special song they want to bless us with. So, forget the AK-47 and keep your sword ready.
Thank you, Lord. And His mercies are new every morning. And we always want to remember that. And it's always good news.
If you'd like, just close your eyes and listen to the words.
Yes. Amen.
For his word to us this morning. I thank you that he has challenged us to always have an answer for those who are looking for the truth. For we are not people of fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. It is not with the mind that one receives the gospel, it is with the heart. In the words that we speak not of ourselves, we testify of the Lordship of Christ. For it is from the heart flow the issues of life, and everything is about the heart. For my spirit searches the deep things of the heart. My spirit is more interested in your heart than the outward manifestation. My spirit stirs to great depths, separating flesh from spirit, bone from the marrow. For I alone am the righteous judge, I call no one to judge after me, and I do not sit in judge of anyone, for I have judged all and found all to be condemned. But I put my Son on the cross. He paid the judgment for all the sins of mankind. So do not come in guilt, in shame, in lack, in low self-esteem, for I have judged you worthy to be saved. It is I, saith the Lord, who has called you. I chose you from before the foundation of the earth. I chose you before I created anything, that you would be in my kingdom. For I foresaw the day that my blood would be spilled out for every man, woman, and child who would come and dwell in my creation. And it is my blood that has made you pure. It is my blood that has made you holy. It is my blood that has made you righteous. It is my blood who has given you the victory. I have given you my word. I watch over my word to perform it. My word will not return to me void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper whereunto I have sent it. It is my word that is the plumb line for all truth. My word is truth. My word is life and health to all who find it. My word is not hidden from those who seek. My word is not hidden from those who have an ear to hear. My word is not hidden from those who will be attentive to what my spirit reveals. For my word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. My word will never change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will abide forever. And that which I have created will never be destroyed. That which I have created is eternal. I have created you as the new man in Christ. And your life is eternal. Have this confidence, my beloveds. Do not put your confidence in vain philosophy and the slick tongues of politicians. Do not be deceived. Yea, there are hard times ahead for you. But as it was spoken earlier, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I will deliver you from them all. And there is nothing that can come upon you that my Son Jesus Christ has not already conquered. I have placed your enemies under your feet. You are my body, and you sit at my right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And I have declared you to be a holy people. I have declared you to be my people. I have sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. And I have placed my Spirit within you to lead you, to guide you into all the truth. Do not worry what you'll say if ever called before men or magistrates to give an account. For in that hour, in that very moment, saith the Lord, I will put the words in your mouth that will speak words of life, words of truth, words of hope, words of peace, words of joy, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, words that you've not even thought of. For they will be birthed by my Spirit within you. So rejoice. Rejoice and be glad. For I've created this day for you. Not just to worship me, but to enjoy, but to live to the fullest. For when you live your life to the fullest in my Spirit and in my Son, then my heart is made glad, saith the Lord, and I do indeed rejoice over you with singing and gladness. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to say anything.